Stone. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. Thank you for being here. Greatly appreciate it. Truly do. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, census shows Michigan's once-endangered Kirtland Warbler is thriving. Number two, the last time MSU and Michigan were in a game like this, the Beatles were in America. And number three, DTE and Consumers Energy want customers to subscribe for green energy. It's all true. All true. It's all true. Let's see here. Michigan's two largest utility companies are encouraging Michigan residents to pay a few dollars more to get their power from renewable sources. Are you willing to do that is my question to you. CMS Energy, that's Consumers Energy, and DTE are launching the Michigan Community Solar Education Campaign, calling it a first-in-the-nation initiative to keep an eye on existing and future opportunities to participate in renewable energy programs and pay more to get it done. Now, I wonder if they're taking into account what happened in Germany where the winds stopped and they're refiring coal-fired power plants. Nope. What DTE and consumers are able to do that really no one else can look is across the entire territory and make sure the costs are equitable and that energy delivery systems is just across everyone, whatever that means. I'm not even sure what that means. Just and equitable? I have an idea. Continue to provide massive amounts of cheap energy. That's what America runs on. It always has. Natural gas, oil, coal. We have lots of it. Renewables, that's great too. Throw it in the pile. I don't believe that I'd be one. I'll have somebody on to encourage me otherwise. Yep. Now we have one to figure it out. So that's coming your way. You know, I want to spend a little bit of time here talking about the Michigan-Michigan State football game. I do because I think it's important. Most parents of current students at Michigan-Michigan State weren't even born. That's right. The parents of the college kids there weren't even born. I wasn't. The last time a football game between these two rivals was this big. It'll be the first time in 113-year history of these teams that they're both at least 7-0. First game, both teams have been ranked in the top 10 since the year the Beatles landed in the United States. And that was October 10th, 1964. Seventh-ranked Michigan took on ninth-ranked MSU. Michigan pulled it out 17-10 in front of 78,000-plus. Just the fourth time that both teams were ranked in the top 10. I just think it's cool. It is something else to figure out. Yep. So this is a huge, huge get it together. Let's see. It cost 5 cents to mail a letter in 1964, according to reference.com. A pack of smokes was $1.60. I got this from M Live, by the way. You could buy a Ford Mustang for $2,300 and a loaf of bread was 30 cents. Man, have times changed since we were this, you know, in this place. Lyndon Johnson was president. Yeah, that was a long time ago, wasn't it? By the way, Michigan leads the series 71-37-5. 71 wins, 37 losses, 5 ties in the series. A lot of talk right now about Mel Tucker going to Louisiana State University to coach there. He did turn in an impressive performance at Michigan State with a very short period of time on the clock. So that's weighing on the Spartan faithful, I'll tell you that. Mel Tucker packs his bags and runs. But wouldn't it be nice if just for one moment, at about noon on Saturday, millions of people across Michigan could stand up, put their hand over their heart, sing the national anthem, and put all the noise aside just once. Wouldn't that be something special? Because that's what's going to happen. Because it's going to happen for a moment Yep. I look forward to that because I look forward to not thinking about politics for a moment, not thinking about the problem we face, not thinking about the economy or inflation or the southern border, and just for a moment think about football on a Saturday afternoon in East Lansing, Michigan. I think that's a special place for us to be once in a while. I want us to do that. And I want us to stand for the national anthem and remember those that have fallen before us. Yep, and remember the special people that went before us that made it possible for you and your kids and your grandkids to stand and watch a football game without fear, without war, without pestilence, without all these things that are in other countries around the world. America is a special and wonderful place. And college football is the greatest sport ever created. And it's one of the reasons we love America. College football is one of the reasons I love it. So let's just, can we agree to take politics out on Saturday and just argue about who's the better quarterback and who's the better running back and who has the best defense? Go blue, go green. Can we just do that for a Saturday, at least for 3.5 hours? Because that's what, well, unless there's like 9 overtimes. Wouldn't that give you a heart attack or two? Anyhow, that's what I'm hoping for this weekend. I'm hoping that we have a chance to step back from it all and just enjoy it. Here's another good story. While I'm on the good story trail, why not this one? A boots on the ground count conducted earlier this year showed the comeback of the Kirtland Warbler continues to exceed expectations. The Kirtland Warbler is a songbird that was nearly extinct. But the Michigan DNR, U.S. Fish and Wildlife, and U.S. Forest Service recently announced that a survey conducted in June shows the birds continuing to flourish since their fall 2019 removal from the federal endangered species list. They are a success story. The estimated population now 2,245 pairs, more than double the 1,000 pair recovery goal for the species. And growing strong. Good job, everybody. You know who paid for that, by the way? People that hunt and fish, hunters' dollars, and dollars from hunting and fishing licenses. That's what created the habitat for the Kirtland Warbler to thrive. Keep that in mind. It's hunting season. Even if you don't hunt, buying a hunting license is good for, well, for everyone. All right? A quick break, and I will be back with Dylan Wernholm from Michigan Rising Action. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
What's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Business owners know there's no substitute for experience. In Michigan, that means the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber is always working to protect, connect, and strengthen Michigan companies. The Michigan Chamber is on the front lines every day, getting Michigan back to work. That's never been more important than it is today. The Michigan Chamber is dedicated to Michigan and the men and women that make it work here every single day. The time is now for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fearless pursuit of truth.
The Steve Gerber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more, SteveGerber.com. It's time for you to hear the truth. It's time for American history to be told straight, because American history is at a crisis point. Join me and Hillsdale College in the great American story, A Land of Hope. It's Hillsdale's new free online course, and it explores the history of America and her greatest triumphs and achievements, as well as our shortcomings and our failures. The free online course is an unbiased study of American patriotism. Join me at GruberForHillsdale.com. GruberForHillsdale.com.